like you might be trying, but we're not hearing you. Maybe try something different and maybe try again in a little bit. 359, move into the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we've covered the last page of the first aid fundamentals in our handbook, and then Hope has brought up the organ donorship, and Robin brought up some good points. Is there anything that you'd like to talk about, share, or discuss your questions you might have this evening, Carol?
Yeah, I had all kinds of questions, actually. But right now I was thinking about if there's an accident or something about the first aid. Or if you come into a room and you see a person laying on the floor, it's not a good idea to run over real quick and see what's wrong, because you don't know what could have caused that accident. If you don't know if it's been shot or stabbed, or if you don't know if somebody in there could harm you also, or it could be something else. So always to just stop, look, check the area out first, and then approach with caution.
I totally agree with that. You have to see what's going on around you. You have to have situational awareness. You need to know what's going on around you and possibly why that person is there, and you're totally right. Is there anything else, Carol?
Yes, I was listening to Hope about the donation. Organ donation, and wow, you know, you don't really think, I didn't really think about all the things that could happen, because I wanted my organs donated to my children. They have some issues, or family members, or friends. I wanted the choice of who they go to, and so I went to the mortuary and talked to them, and they set it up for me.
Copy that. Well, that makes total sense. Another side to that whole story as well. Is there anything else, Carol?
No, that's all for right now. Thanks, Karen.
Well, thank you, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709, and it's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is a beautiful day, and you're a beautiful lady. Well, thank both of you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Good evening. This is WRKV 487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear as well, Kimber. So do you have anything that you'd like to add or share with the first aid fundamentals, or what Hope and everybody's been talking about, the organ donorship?
Yeah, I think that's great information that Hope shared about the donors, and makes me want to go take care of business as needed. And also, what Robin said, and what Carol said, thank you, that you have a choice if you go to the morgue and, you know, and set that up, the mortuary morgue, and set that up where you can have control of that. That just makes more sense. And then about the first aid breaks, I highly encourage everybody to take a class on stopping the bleed, as well as CPR fundamentals for adults and children, and AED devices. In this area, you can go to AmandaAdamsCPR.com. That's AmandaAdamsCPR.com. She teaches classes every couple weeks. Break. You pay like $70 for the class, but you get certified in 3 hours, and she usually teaches at the Fruitdale Grange. She's awesome, very incredible lady, and it's good to keep up on those skills. You have to redo your CPR card every 2 years. She gives you your card on the spot. And also she travels in Oregon for private group classes for business, just child care centers, medical offices, et cetera. One more break. Sorry, I'm talking fast to kind of throw it in there. But also I like what else Carol said about when you're entering the scene of somebody who's down and you want to help them, safety is always the biggest thing. Make sure the scene is safe first. Ask for help if needed. When you're coming up to a situation, that would be the time to call 911 or ask somebody else to do it. Ask for help. Get your gloves and mask and medical kit and all your personal safety gear on and assess the situation while you're doing this. So that's why training definitely helps so that you can think very clearly and have it be just on the spot. You're ready to go. And that's all I would say. I can talk about Amron if you'd like.
Well, yes. Thank you for all of that information, Kimber. Appreciated that. Yes, please talk about the Amron net.
All righty. The Amron net for the Grants Pass Cave Junction area, the greater Grants Pass area on the NV725 repeater, which is this one, is on Sunday nights at 7, Sunday nights at 7. And for Jackson County on the Elk and Phoenix repeaters, it is Monday nights at 8 p.m. And I would love to have you all there. That would be great. We do a roll call, which is short usually, and then we'll do an intelligence readout, and then we'll do the Channel 3 project, teaching you guys all to use your Channel 3 off the repeaters in case of emergency. So thank you, Karen. Have a good night, everybody. Back to Net. Love you all.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for that information and your other information as well. If the ladies have any other questions, they can feel free to break in and speak up. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WROY384 Diana and WRPO826 Sue. They were unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy? WRPJ605 Judy, this is 359 Karen, you copy? Negative contact, 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN801 Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies, this is 359 Karen, you copy?